don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. In keeping with the app coins are snake oil theme we got going here, there was one that I read probably about 5 or 6 days ago, but it was too short to do a quick read. I did a quick read of it because it looked like it was turning out to be longer, but there's a lot of graphics at the bottom and then another couple of paragraphs of sources. So I got like halfway done with it and I was like, wait a second, this is going to be like stupid short. And it didn't quite fit as a full quick read. It was also a little bit dry and more of like reading a list, which doesn't note for much fun. But it was titled ICO Quality, Development, and Trading. And it's by Shuren Dowlett. And he is, I'm not sure if he is like the head of this. If you go to his, they do a lot of crypto assets. Market updates, and it's Satis. It's the Satis Group, S-A-T-I-S, Satis Group, Satis Group. but the Merkle has now done an article, another short one, but an article about the Satis Group's assessments and statistics, kind of breaking down these ICOs and quote unquote app coins, which the numbers are really bad. great for the argument that all app coins are snake oil, because they're a little bit rough. And this title is, statistics show nearly 81% of ICOs eventually become scams. And this was released March 29th, so today. And again, this is on themerkle.com, and it's written by JP Buntinks. So let's jump in. Initial coin offerings are often considered to be the holy grail for blockchain projects. This business model allows anyone with an innovative idea to potentially raise millions of dollars. Unfortunately, the overall ICO statistics are anything but impressive in this industry right now. The ICO industry is still troubled. While most people will readily agree that there are just too many ICOs to keep tabs on right now, it is evident there are plenty of other concerns as well. Not all of these companies will be successful in the long run, with a lot of them disappearing before the projects can even hit their stride. Recent statistics from Satis Group researchers show very few of these ICOs are legitimate in the long run. To do their work, the group of researchers divided cryptocurrency ICOs into different categories. First of all, there are scams, which often attempt to raise money without ever fulfilling their promise or showing any working code. These projects are a lot more numerous than one might think at this stage, which is quite worrisome. The number of failed companies is not small either, which only makes this industry even more troublesome to deal with. As one would expect, there are also companies which successfully complete the funding and development process, but do not get listed on any exchanges. These are not hard to come by, even though ERC-20s tend to make their way to platforms such as EtherDelta, regardless of the success achieved by such projects these days. Despite all of this, it is still important to keep an eye on these projects as well, since they tend to cause a lot of friction for investors who are looking to recoup their initial contributions. So far, the research shows that 81% of ICOs can be labeled scams right now. Additionally, 6% of these projects have failed, with an additional 5% considered dead in the water as of right now. Just 8% of all initial coin offerings make their way onto a reputable cryptocurrency exchange, which is next to nothing when looking at the bigger picture. That's a very worrisome statistic, albeit one that is not easy to improve by any means. Of the projects listed on exchanges, it seems the majority are running out of steam as of right now. This is especially true when looking at projects which raise between $50 and $100 million, as over 55% of them are struggling to deliver a working product or maintain a transparent roadmap. These concerns are nothing new in the world of ICOs, although it is evident things have been going from bad to worse in this regard as of late. When looking at the projects which raise more money, it seems the higher cap ICOs are far more successful compared to the rest. Although they may still run into trouble at a later stage, it seems any project with a market cap of over $1 billion is doing just fine right now. Getting to that level is very difficult, as it requires a working product and a roadmap first and foremost. Given the growing number of ICOs failing to meet those standards, it is only normal that very few of these projects ever get to $1 billion. So that's a great little summary and should be words of warning for anybody investing in ICOs, but a good summary of the status groups data that they post on their Medium blog, which I will actually link to both of these since they're pretty much the same information. But if you want kind of a finer breakdown of what they mean by, because they've got these different levels, they've got scam during pre-trading, failed during pre-trading, gone dead during pre-trading, dwindling while trading, promising while trading, successful while trading, so on and so forth. So they got a lot of different breakdown of statistics, and they got some graphs and charts to go along with it based on market cap and then percentages of overall of the overall ICO industry. So it's good to look at, particularly as a reference. I've put it in my little references bookmark folder. But I think this is a pretty relevant in the app coins or snake oil or not argument here, because clearly the vast majority of them are. It's important to know, though, that these app coins or ICOs are being sold before businesses even exist. So it, particularly with how much money these things are making, it really broadcasts the immaturity of the market. 9 out of 10 businesses, just in the normal world, 9 out of 10 businesses fail. And what do you know? That's what we're seeing with ICOs. That's because these projects don't have anything. The market we're essentially looking at is the incredible risk and volatility of like small business loan markets, except they're coming in with just some grand-sounding idea, a couple of developers, maybe just a marketer or two, a website, and like mountains of hopium, and then raising tens of millions, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, that's just insane, guys. Like, that's insane. Now, that's really, really bad news for bolstering the concept of the app coin, but I'm still not completely sold that there's not some sort of business model or security token, that there is something still there that just hasn't been discovered yet. And maybe it is a combination of a governance model and possibly that it simply needs to be a security in the sense that it's enforceable in the real world. You actually are owning a share of the company, and maybe it doesn't make any sense to even have it so that the company receives the share, like their quote unquote shares, as payment, because you know, who the hell wants to pay for a service with the shares that they own of the company? Like if I own Apple shares, I don't want to buy stuff from the iTunes store with Apple shares. So I don't know. Like I've said before, it's just an interesting new dynamic. But clearly the market is so overhyped and overinvested right now that I think it's going to be very difficult to separate what is useful and what isn't, because there's not a lot of There's just not enough time there to make even people see why something would be successful or not. But the handful, the, what is it, 8% that have actually been successful and gone to trade, maybe they'll begin to set a standard for what makes any sense regarding a security in the tokenized world or an ICO in general. I don't know. I don't think this is going away. I don't think this market is just something that's completely dead and completely empty and is just currently a fad right now. I think it's just 100 times the size as it should be because it's new. And we have yet to work out what the actual value case for this stuff is. But in regards to the cryptocurrency concept, like just the open, like full-on, full network nodes and miners and everything, yeah, I have a bit of a hard time, as I noted with the Tokenize the World article from 2 episodes back. I think it was 35. I don't see any reason to rebuild the infrastructure. It seems completely redundant and kind of silly, unless you are, in fact, just testing an entirely new security model. Like, I think it does make sense to maybe have a proof of stake along with a proof of work, like in competition, just because you're testing out the security model of the proof of stake. And I'm actually going to get to articles there. Vitalik Buterin did one titled, where is that guy? I've got it somewhere around here. Well, basically, it was his breakdown of the security model of proof of stake. And then Turtemeester wrote a rebuttal to his proof of stake article. And I intend to read both of those because that stuff interests me as well. I love the I love the game theory behind these security models. And so I want to address all of that. But this was on our app coins are all worthless debate, but it leads a lot of credence to the argument that this market is not figured out yet. There is tons left to discover, and maybe there is some sort of a governance model or a way to establish these tokens as actual securities for some sort of a productive enterprise or software network system. But right now, we got a long way to go. But with that, we'll go ahead and just close this crypto economy quick read. I just wanted to add that to the argument because I felt like it's really important to, you know, have a little bit of data to support one side or the other. And I was trying to figure out how to work in the information from the Satis group for about a week now, and this gave me the good opportunity. Thank you, themerkle.com, for doing a little article on that to make that easy to add into our little discussion. And that will be all for today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy. Check out both the links. I'll link to themerkle.com as well as to the Satis Group's crypto asset updates. And don't forget to follow me or subscribe on iTunes. This has been a Crypto Economy Quick Read. Take it easy, guys.